1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Russian President Vladimir Putin in North Korea, where he signed a partnership agreement with leader Kim Jong-un. They both agreed that each country would come to the other's aid if attacked, but no word on exactly what kind of aid they're talking about. Dangerous heat taking hold in the Midwest and in the Northeast. And technically, says ABC Chief Meteorologist Ginger Z, it's not even summer yet.
Summer temperatures since 1970 have gone up considerably. We're talking about overnight lows, which go up even warmer. A lot of this warming happens while we're sleeping. And then the highs as well. Plus 3 degrees in the west and 2 there through the mid-Atlantic up the northeast.
Cooler temperatures in the southwest could calm New Mexico wildfires that have killed one person so far.
We have 2 devastating, enormous fires. And when I say enormous, it means that they're getting more and more complicated to address.
That's the governor of New Mexico. This is Juneteenth, the day honoring the emancipation of enslaved Americans. It's now a federal holiday. This is ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anywhere at the WGBW website, wgbw.fm.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Today is Juneteenth, which marks the day in 1865 when the last enslaved people in the United States were told they were free. The Juneteenth flag flies over the Wisconsin Capitol in Madison today until sunset. A ceremony yesterday marked the progress Black Americans have made and the challenges they still face. Donald Trump singing Milwaukee's praises at a campaign stop in Racine yesterday after calling Milwaukee a horrible city last week.
They say, oh, he doesn't like Milwaukee. I love Milwaukee. I said, you got to fix the crime. We all know that. You got to make sure the election's honest. But I'm the one that picked Milwaukee.
The Milwaukee crime rate actually fell last year. The Republican National Convention is in about a month. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. Crime Stoppers organizations have been around for decades as a way for the community to connect information to police anonymously. Hans Lux, the coordinator for the Green Bay Area Crime Stoppers organization, says people may not be aware of what they do.
We think we're underutilized as far as the people in the communities knowing just who we are.
Call 432-STOP, use the website at 432stop.com or the P3 app to leave anonymous tips for law enforcement. If tips result in an arrest or conviction, a reward is paid. The Wisconsin DHS is warning residents to be careful when interacting with animals at summer fairs and petting zoos. In a press release, the DHS says animals can carry diseases that make people sick. They said to remember to wash your hands after any contact with animals or after being in areas where animals are present. It will help to prevent the spreading of germs. DHS also says if an animal appears sick, don't touch it at all. And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WGBW News.
Marquette to play the Badgers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Marquette Golden Eagles will host the Wisconsin Badgers in men's college basketball, the oldest rivalry in the state. The game is set for Saturday, December 7th at Fiserv Forum in Milwaukee. The two teams have faced each other every year since 1958. Baseball tonight, the Brewers play the Angels for the rubber match in their 3-game series, the Crew winning last night 6-3. And we learned that Willie Mays died at the age of 93. Mays once hit 4 home runs in a game, April 1960. Against the Milwaukee Braves at County Stadium, the Brewers' Pat Murphy.
That's my childhood. You know, my childhood is thinking about the guys I pulled for, you know what I mean? The guys that I, you know, like growing up, you know, I'd be in the backyard and my brothers, we were from New York, so my brothers, one brother would be the Yankees, the other brother would be the Red Sox, and I'd be the Dodgers or the Giants. And if I was the Giants, I was Willie Mays. And yeah, you know, what an icon in our game, you know, just a tremendous ball player. And, you know.
That's Pat Murphy with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Today, showers and thunderstorms, otherwise partly sunny and a high near 82, a little breezy this afternoon. For tonight, showers and storms and a low around 64. Slight chance of a shower Thursday, otherwise partly sunny, highs to the mid-70s. Friday, showers and storms and a high of 82.
Currently, 78 degrees.
Progressive presents 10 things on a food truck owner's to-do list that are harder than getting a commercial auto insurance quote. Stocking the fridge, prepping the stations, finding employees that get along well, finding employees that actually do their job. Looking at you, Gary. Balancing the books, balancing the flavors, having a fresh menu and fresh produce and fresh meat, but never a fresh mouth. But the easiest thing on a small business owner's to-do list? Seeing if you can save on commercial auto insurance. Get a quote in as little as 7 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Coverage subject to policy terms and conditions.
June is Dairy Month. J&D Construction Company in Stockbridge wants to say thank you to all Wisconsin dairy farmers. In fact, they'd like to invite you to the Calumet County Sunday on the Farm on June 23rd from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Calumet County Fairgrounds in Chilton. J&D Construction is your go-to for all sand, gravel, farm, and commercial needs. Now offering concrete sand. Call J&D Construction today, 920-439-1555. That's 920-439-1555.
Maggie Dawn.
Happy Juneteenth, Wisconsin. I'll be joined by Reggie Jackson, former griot of the American Black Holocaust Museum, award-winning author and Wisconsin historian. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
You're listening to the talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. My Diet Coke went down the wrong pipe. Welcome back. This segment brought to you by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. We're going to be talking with Jesse Funk of the Appleton International Airport. Their biggest fan is sitting right next to me. But the other thing he's a huge fan of is, of course, Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, because he got them.
I do. I just want to give a plug for Pella Windows and Doors. So we've been building houses, 150 years that... in our neighborhood, I think 1870, 1880 was the first house. But you want to get windows and doors that fit that era, that style, because you can tell if people maybe went cheap or they didn't bring in someone like Pella. They come in and with the computer program and they'll say, look, this house was built in 1915 or 1930. And they get the right ones that fit. And the neighbors like it. Of course, you'll like it the most because it's your house. But
curb appeal.
It does, and it's just when people come in, if you're going to sell your house, they want it to look like that era, if it is, especially a historic house. And you guys have historic houses in Appleton. You got a beautiful area down there that have some awesome homes. And Oshkosh does as well, and, of course, here in Green Bay. And Pella, we had them come in, and they did not have the free financing when I bought my windows. I wish they would
have. Until June 30th, 48 months. Well, yeah. Jesse Funk is joining us right now, Appleton International Airport. Air Service and Business Development Manager. I'm just going to let you take over, Jim, because this is one of those people that you've talked about, not individually, but just in general, what he does, and you're a big fan as a business person and as a frequent traveler of what they're doing.
Yeah, it's a business, and I love your schedule, but more importantly, it's the environment you offer there. It's the customer service. I use your airport a lot. I mean, I live here in Green Bay, and I use Green Bay, but for a 25-minute drive, I just think you offer a lot. And I don't know how long you've been the director, but that thing has changed really in the last 5-6 years, I think. You've really elevated that airport.
Well, thank you. Yeah, first of all, appreciate you having me here, John, Jim. We're always happy to talk about the airport, tell our story to the people in Northeast Wisconsin who support us every single day.
We just talked the last time the three of us were together was at the Tundra Lodge with the ribbon cutting.
That was a
where you used to. And I think that says a lot about the airport is that maybe you're not an engineer, you're a hospitality guy.
I am a hospitality guy. I started my career in hotels down in Milwaukee in 2002 after I graduated from college. And it's weird to see, if you take a survey now, it says, how long have you been in the travel industry? And, 1 to 5 years, 6 to 10 years, mm-hmm. 10 to 20 years, over 20 years. I have to check that over 20 years mm-hmm. box now.
You should see what, you should see what Johnny checks.
Yeah, right.
That's supposed to mean.
You're the 40 years in the business.
Whatever.
Okay, whatever. Go ahead.
I've been the air service and business development manager at the Appleton Airport since October of 22. So coming up on about a year and a half now. And really since Abe Weber, our director, became the director there in 2013, we've just been on a path to to be a better airport. And not to say that the people before him didn't do well either, because Appleton, you know, has always tried to be the best airport we could be for the people of Northeast Wisconsin. But, you know, Abe started as a started as an intern at the Appleton Airport and worked his way on up to be a director, and just has built a team, including myself, that are just very passionate about not only the airport, but about serving the people in Northeast Wisconsin and in aviation in general.
And I think trips, people who travel, it's not just the wheels up, the wheels down. It's you're part of their travel experience.
Yeah, and it's great that you bring that up. I think, you know, as we look at the passenger experience, and that's something that we've tried to really tried to dive into and understand. And the more you dive into it, the more complicated it becomes, right? Because there are passengers who want to arrive at their gate literally as the plane is boarding. Yeah. Right. So, you know, arrive within 15 minutes of the departure, and we have to be able to accommodate them. And there's others that want to, you know, that want to get to the airport and be sitting at the gate 2 hours before their flight arrives. And we have to be able to accommodate them.
I'm actually that guy, believe it or not.
You are you?
I am that guy. I'm always nervous about missing a plane. Isn't that crazy? I've got this weird thing about missing a plane. Todd, you the same way?
And that's why I would never take a voucher or anything like that. We were talking about that earlier. I have a plan. I want to follow that plan. Follow plan. Right?
Yeah. Sure.
Let's see. I'm the first guy to hit the button. I'm off. I'll take it.
He was talking about that. I had a voucher one time for anywhere in the country, and I never used it.
Okay.
Because it was hard to like get it scheduled and whatever. Mm-hmm. But he said now you can get like coupons to like stores and things.
Macy's.
Yeah, or gift cards.
When they bounce you.
Yeah. I mean, so each airline does things a little bit different. So the four airlines that we have at the Appleton Airport are Allegiant, Delta, American, and United. And so whenever, you know, a flight, there's an IROP or irregular operation, they take part in accommodating their travelers in various ways, or as well as if the flight is overbooked. And yes, the flights do get overbooked because there are people that don't make their flights, so they want to have a full flight.
What if nobody raises their hand? What if everybody says, nope, I got to get back in this? What do you do?
They keep raising.
They do.
They keep raising the offer.
Jim and I were talking about
this. You get to $1,000,
somebody's going to do it.
He was that one where he said he started at $200 and he was telling everybody,
told the people in the lobby, stay where you are. The price is going to go up. I was in Detroit. We're going to Nashville. Wasn't that big of a plane, but we
yeah.
And it did went up. And I think 500 people started getting out of their seats. I'm like,
that's fine. Right. I mean, it's the entire flight.
And I didn't take my commission on that. I just like, okay, this is on me. Well, hey, but your airport, Johnny's talking about getting there early. Your restaurant is really good. That's you have good food, good burritos, good breakfast. And this is going to sound good. The only thing, and Barbie, I don't complain. Right,
no,
John?
No, please.
No. Todd, what? Todd, have you ever heard a bigger lie?
Never.
In your life?
No.
The spotted cow's a little expensive.
Oh, my God.
Spotted cow's a little expensive. Well, so, you know, we talk about airport food and it is a bit of a captured audience. Just like if you're at a Brewers game or a Packers game, right? There's nowhere else you can go for food. But one thing that a lot of people don't understand is all of that food has to be screened by TSA. So there's additional costs involved with both the TSA and with the restaurant employees to get that through and be secure. So there's nothing bad hiding in those boxes.
All right. So that's why. Okay. So that's why it was pre-screened spotted cow.
Right.
Okay.
He, by the way, is the card-carrying member of the Delta Club.
Yeah, I do. Sure. I a lifetime.
That's great. It great.
Is. Excuse me, sir. May I see your card right here? Welcome. Hey, can I come in there? Just come here, grab a beer.
No.
Do you have a card?
No, but you know who I am. They are strict on that.
Thank you. No.
You could never talk your way into one of those.
They are, and there's good reasons for that, right? The people that have earned those, you know, earned those statuses deserve to be.
Or bottom.
Or bottom, right? You know, deserve to have a differentiator.
Yeah.
I think the cool thing, and this is something we talk about too, the number one thing we love about you guys, direct flights are the greatest thing. If you got to travel, direct flights are simply the way to go. And you guys are always looking at new places to have direct flights.
Talk about that, Jesse, and the games too that you're
–
the Packer games.
Yeah, so that passenger experience, right, just like you're talking about, it's always nice to get on a nonstop flight. And we work with all of our carriers. We go to various conferences throughout the year and do kind of like a speed dating thing with airports and airlines. So we talk to them, kind of try to find out where they're at about – next destinations and things like that. So this year we have our New York flight on Allegiant. They opened up Newark, and then American Airlines started DFW, Dallas-Fort Worth. So that one just started on June 6th. And so those are two, you know, great options. They fill some holes in our route map. Dallas was the most requested unserved market that we had.
Dallas,
yeah.
Why so Dallas?
For a number of reasons. There are a lot of companies here in Northeast Wisconsin that have some tie to
To not tourism to type of thing at all. Or,
you know, tourism kind of follows along with that, right?
Yeah.
If there's companies that are down there in the Dallas area, naturally you're going to have families that are, you know, family members in both locations and things like that. Also the connections to Mexico. We have a lot of manufacturing here in Northeast Wisconsin, and they have production facilities in Mexico. So a lot of travel, business travel between here and those secondary markets in Mexico. So if you think like Guadalajara and Leon, Mexico, and places like that.
But Nashville, and Jim and I were talking about this too, his daughter was in Nashville, but that's become quite the tourism. Everybody seems like, you talk to somebody and say, oh, where are you going for the week? I'm going to Nashville.
Yeah.
Going to Nashville.
Those flights are full.
Well, one of the things that, you know, Allegiant has done is allowed that last minute kind of, what are you doing this weekend? Nothing. Yeah, let's go to Nashville. Right
exactly. and that's what happens.
Some of those low fares, and you can jump on a flight and spend a couple nights in Nashville and have a great time, make some memories, and that's what it's all about.
You know what it's become? I've noticed a big destination for bachelorette or bachelor parties. Totally.
It has.
Hasn't it?
Definitely has. Yeah. And there's various parts of Nashville. You know, there's the Broadway section, which is the most famous section, of course, but there is music all over that right. town and various other areas as well that is not the party scene of right. of Broadway
but
either.
It's you can spend a hell of a lot more on Broadway than you will on your airfare.
You can do that very very easily.
But that's such a great. I love that city. I mean, I think it's
talk about the Packer thing we were talking about.
Yeah. So I want to ask you, and that leads to this, but where do you get your data to? I mean, all of a sudden, I thought that was great when you're flying to Newark now.
Sure.
And I think that's great because I go there pretty often.
I'm going to do it this summer.
Yeah. We both have kids who live in New York. But with the Packer things, how does that work? Do you do a survey or you say, look, we're going to Tennessee? No, we're going to Nashville already, but San Diego or something?
So we wait for the schedule to come out in May, just like every other NFL fan. And when it does, we take a look at what might be some good options for our carriers, right? So this year it happened to be Jacksonville and in Los Angeles, and then the additional Nashville flight. Well, those are places where Allegiant operates. So we pitch that to them. We say, hey, we think these might be good, and we throw out maybe five or six options. They look at their entire network and NFL cities and where they are. Last year was Las Vegas. They added flights for the Monday night Packers game in Las Vegas. Because they're based there. Allegiant is based in Las Vegas. It's Allegiant Stadium. So that worked out very, very well. So this year, the three with Jacksonville, Los Angeles, and Nashville were just kind of a natural fit. And they said, hey, we've got extra planes. We've got extra crews. We can do this. They know the people in Northeast Wisconsin travel for Packers games. They expect those to be full. And they put those in. And we market them really on behalf of Allegiant as well.
Are they booked?
I haven't looked lately. I know the Friday flight for Nashville, which was the original one, was sold out. So that was they added that Saturday one. They sell pretty well. So
Todd's playing your song.
Yeah, this is
That's,
I got a couple.
Yeah, stick around.
Yeah, I got a couple of things I want to ask
Absolutely.
You.
Absolutely.
Great song. Nicely done. Fly with me. Yes. Let's fly away. I can do him.
Who's thinking? Todd?
I don't know, John.
Hey, guys, another quick break. We'll be back with more Just Funk, Appleton International Airport, right after this.
In Llama Land, there's a one-man band, and he'll toot his flute for you. Come fly with me.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, I'm talking about why, if you've got savings, you need a high-yield savings account. High yield just means high interest, you know, the money the bank pays you for keeping your money with them. You will probably find the highest yield savings accounts at an online bank. Just go on and Google and do some research and figure out who's offering the highest rates right now. Now, lately, it's been between 4 and 5%. That is your savings earning real interest. And okay, Figuring out all the details of opening a new bank account can be very annoying, but I bet you can probably get one going in less than an hour. So give yourself 60 minutes and get it done. I've done it. You'll thank yourself when you see your money making money for doing nothing. For more everyday money help, check out my videos at Work Money Media on YouTube. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Hey, welcome back. Might on the Mayor here.
Is this Frank Sinatra?
Of course.
Okay, because when you now, sang it, that kind of threw me, but okay.
Why? No. That sound like Sinatra or Dean Martin or somebody instead? We're Jesse Funk from the Appleton International Airport. And just listening to that song, that brings back memories when I was a kid and you watch a movie and like that song replaying, and it was so glamorous to fly someplace. I mean, every guy had a suit on and every women were all dressed up. And there was a special magic flying back in those days, wasn't there?
I want to talk to Jesse about that, but I think it took a dip. Everybody's wearing shorts, It seems like is it a little better now, or are the customers a little bit more professional, or because it used to be just a cattle call, you know, especially when you guys would give us the tags, and you know, it's like come on, and then you had that water, you had to peel it back, the foil. Did you ever have that? Like a dog.
I don't think Jesse's in charge of these things, Jim.
But no, sorry, right, Jesse, do you remember that?
I just took a turn.
Talk about
that in 77? 1977 is when Johnny, these first started. I couldn't believe it.
They had water. Unbelievable. They had water. And you know what I'm talking about, Jesse? They had water in a cup, and you had to peel the foil back like you would give your dog.
So, okay, yeah, I do remember that a little bit.
Incentive to upgrade to first class.
I do remember that, but if you look at, you know, the history of aviation, there was such a small subset of the population that was able to fly in the 1950s, 60s, and 70s, and that's what you're seeing today. Is there's just really almost anybody has the ability to fly, and so when you have that, then you're going to get. You know, different clothing, right?
Jim doesn't like that, by the way.
No, everybody can fly.
He's not as exclusive anymore. But if you took a flight to L.A. in 1960, that would cost you, versus taking a flight from, you know, here to L.A. right now, just with the way the cost of living and everything has gone, is it higher, a lot higher? Was it a lot higher back then?
Well, it's like buying a first-class ticket. I don't have the stats in front of me, but it's something, you know, to the equivalent of a $3,000 or $4,000 ticket today.
Right.
So it would be like if you were buying the ultra first-class, everything, you know, today, where, you can get to L.A. for, you know, say $800 today, you know, round trip. Right. I don't have anything in front of me to say that. But way less expensive. You know, if you look at
less expensive.
Airfare has risen nowhere near the rate of inflation. You know,
I was wondering.
Yeah.
I'm amazed when I look at your 39, 49, 8, Allegiant, not yours, but so it's like, how do they make money? And how do they make money? Because
Well, there's an old saying that says empty seats don't buy bags.
Yeah, and that's
so old, going back to 2005.
But really, nothing more perishable than that.
Nothing more perishable, right?
Once it's gone, it's gone.
Once it's gone, it's gone. So we see people that, you know, that get attracted by the low fares, and that's great. And they get on the plane and they buy a bag and they have a couple drinks, and you know, especially if you're headed to a leisure destination like Nashville. But you know, all of that is revenue, and all of that, you know, comes into play. Yeah. So Allegiant is a very different model than, you know, American, Delta, United, and they do what works for them.
But your airport has a model that works, and I want to just talk about the customer service of you have people that you pay, because I asked the guy, are you a volunteer? Are you getting paid? Because I'm getting paid.
Yeah.
And then I sent in an application. You never got back to me. I'm just kidding.
Hospitality?
That's the
worst.
No.
Oh, my God.
I would say my first question would be, where are you going? Yeah. And I've been there. I've been in every state. So I would say,
Todd,
I've been there. And
jump in anytime.
No.
What's up with these pajama pants?
Show no respect. You couldn't dress in time? Really? Wow.
What, are you going to Walmart?
Yeah. Oh,
my
God. I'll tell you one thing. I never buy my lingerie at Walmart. You can go on my radio show. You'll know. People will hear that.
We love all of our travelers. We love all our travelers.
There you go. All right. And I would learn that. They wear the vests, and they are truly there. What?
Yeah, those are our ambassadors.
Ambassadors.
Most of them are semi-retired. They've had a career in something else, manufacturing or hospitality or whatever. And, you know, there's a... Airports can be confusing places, and even a simple, what I consider a simple airport like Appleton, after, and Jim, if you traveled, you've been through Atlanta and Detroit and Chicago, and those, you know, seem like complicated places. But, you know, we've had people that can't find things at the Appleton Airport. And you can put up as much signage as you want, but it's just nice to have a person there to guide you and understand that, you know, this might be your first trip ever. This might be your first time on an airplane. And that's what we were talking about earlier with accommodating every single traveler. That there's people that travel that leave Monday morning and come back Friday afternoon, and they're in our Appleton Airport literally 48 weeks a year. And there's others that this is their first time ever traveling. We want to be able to accommodate every single one of those travelers.
Got a nice texter. Love the Appleton to Fort Myers connection. Use it every single winter. Thank you.
Sure. Yeah, yeah. That's Punta Gorda, Fort Myers area on Allegiant. Those of us in Northeast Wisconsin, we love our Gulf Coast of Florida, don't we?
What do you think is the best... How do I put it? Not special that you guys have going on, but there are people where you guys can, hey, you know, this is pretty cool. Just so you know, this is a pretty cool flight thing we got going here. What one do you think is really of special value to people?
Which destination?
Yeah.
So I think, you know, the nonstop routes are great. It really depends upon if you're a business traveler or a leisure traveler. I think,
let's say,
know,
leisure.
Leisure travel, the fact that we have almost the entire state of Florida covered with Allegiant is terrific. You know, we're still working on that Northern Florida area, but I think that's terrific. Mesa, Arizona, you know, be able to go out to the Phoenix area and not be in the busy airport of
I didn't
Phoenix,
even know Mesa. I used to live in Mesa.
Okay.
And when I went to Arizona a couple of years ago, I flew into Phoenix to go to Tucson, and then just drove to Tucson. But I didn't know Mesa had an airport. And somebody's telling me it's the most convenient thing to all of a sudden go from Wisconsin to Arizona, like you won't believe.
It's grown a lot.
Dallas, too, right? I mean, sometimes...
Dallas is a big one. Right. I think, you know, anytime you can get into the network, too, and American and Delta United all have great networks from Appleton. Yeah. So three hubs now served by American, two by United, and three by Delta.
And how do you get these? Do you survey your customers? Like, there's people that may want something, I don't know, pick Denver. I don't, that's not the, how do you find the next place?
Well, we go to Denver. United and Allegiant both go to Denver. But, you know, we look at, there's some great cell phone data out there, location data out there. We use about a half a dozen different sources. Social media is a very small part of that. We do enjoy our social media comments, and we see that kind of stuff. But, you know, really, if you want a new route from any airport, and this doesn't matter if you live in Chicago or if you live in Appleton, if you want a new route, you have to use the airport, your home airport, to get that route. So, you know, a story I like to tell is we were talking with Delta, and I singled them out. We, you know, we love Delta, but just because we had a great conversation with them, and we said, okay, what would we have to do at the Appleton Airport to get a route to New York City, New York City, LaGuardia, let's just say, right? Airport in LaGuardia, right? And that would be great. And we use something called PADU, passengers daily each way, is a statistic that we use. And they said, well, at 80 PADU, we start having a conversation. Like, where could we pick up some more travelers? At 90, behind the scenes, we're getting an airplane in line. And at 100, we're somehow finding you an airplane. We're taking an airplane from somewhere else at 100 PADU. Appleton currently has 12. Huh. 12, you know, 12.
So they're like to do
12 passengers each way to New York every day. And we know that we lose travelers to New York to airports south of us. But every time you do that, every time you drive to an airport south of us, you're telling the airport, or you're telling the airline, excuse me, that you're okay in doing that. You're okay driving an hour and a half or 3 hours away. So the way to get a new route is to use the Appleton Airport. Yes, there's a connection. Okay. There'll be a connection for a while.
We got to have you back because I still had a question. I want to travel with my dog. He is the best dog ever.
Oh my God.
He's trained. He's certified.
We can talk a little bit about that. Each airline has a different policy for dogs.
You know how
I'll buy a seat.
You know how they say in the unevent, the chances aren't not a water landing, use the thing for a flotation device. He'd have to do it because he's the only dog that can't swim.
He's taking lessons,
true story,
though.
True
he's
story,
taking lessons.
And he's flunking them. Jesse Funk, this is great. Love to have you back again. Appleton Airport, great job.
Thanks
you guys
for what
do.
You're doing.
All right.
Quick
Thanks,
break.
Guys.
Terry
Appreciate
Barlow,
it.
Join us next.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Allball Show.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin is getting about $16 million in a nationwide settlement with Johnson & Johnson over harmful baby powder. State prosecutors around the country say the company knew the talc in its baby powder could cause cancer. Attorney General Josh Call did not say exactly how the money will be used. The idea that non-citizens get to vote for president is not only untrue, but good government groups say falsehoods like that plant dangerous seeds of doubt about American elections.
Non-citizens are already not legally allowed to vote in federal elections. This has been the case through American history, and it was codified into American law in 1996.
David Becker is with the Center for Election Innovation and Research. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. For the first time, Winnebago County employees will join to observe Juneteenth, the holiday commemorating the end of slavery in the United States. The reading of the Emancipation Proclamation and order from General Gordon Granger that informed Galveston, Texas of the end of slavery 2 years after the fact, on June 19, 1865, will happen in Oshkosh at noon and will happen at the Nina Human Service Building at 4 p.m. today. Juneteenth has gained more attention after being named a federal holiday in 2021. A warehousing and distribution, transportation, and contract packaging facility in Nina breaks ground. RGL Logistics is building a 357,000 square feet facility on Dixie Road in Nina. It will expand to 600,000 square feet in phase two. Construction on phase one is expected to be completed in December. RGL Logistics employs about 200 people. And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WGBW News.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. Francis Ford Coppola's Megalopolis has found a distribution partner and will hit U.S. theaters this fall. The five-time Oscar winner invested $120 million of his own money for his passion project, according to the Los Angeles Times. The film screened at the Cannes Film Festival, where critics responded favorably. The cast of Megalopolis includes Adam Driver, Lawrence Fishburne, Aubrey Plaza, and Giancarlo Esposito. Megalopolis opens September 27th. The relatively squeaky clean image of Justin Timberlake just took a hit. The pop star and actor was cited for a DWI and a few other moving violations while driving in the Hamptons after leaving a friend's party. Timberlake reportedly refused to take a field sobriety test initially, then told one of the police officers that this was going to ruin the tour. The police did say Timberlake was a total gentleman, but had no choice but to cite him when they asked him to walk a straight line and he wasn't in sync. Hi-yo! For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabo, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Today, showers and thunderstorms, otherwise partly sunny and a high near 82, a little breezy this afternoon. For tonight, showers and storms and a low around 64. Slight chance of a shower Thursday, otherwise partly sunny, highs to the mid-70s. Friday, showers and storms and a high of 82.
Currently, 78 degrees.
Here's to experiencing it all this summer in Wisconsin. Every deliciously cheesy, rockin', magical, fireworks-filled, festival-loving moment. There's Cheese Curd Fest in Ellsworth, Strawberry Fest in Cedarburg, Festival of the Arts in Stevens Point, and the Renaissance Fair in Bristol, Honor the Earth Pow Wow in Hayward, Mile of Music in Appleton, Venetian Fest, Rock Fest, Summerfest. So many fests for your whole crew. Find them all at TravelWisconsin.com. Sponsored by Travel Wisconsin.
100 days, 144,000 minutes. The countdown to the November presidential election is on, and Maggie Dawn is counting too as she continues her special segment, Biden's Top 100.
Having heard from each and every one of you, I should start talking about what President Biden is proposing us for his second term.
Biden's Top 100 continues. You're invited to be part of it too. Call or text the Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays starting at 2, across the Civic Media Radio Network and the app.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on this show, the executive director of Block joins us. Angela Lang will be here in hour number two, public cervix announcement with Dr. Laura Hanks. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10. Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store and text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. That was fun talking to Jesse Funk from the Appleton International Airport. There, I still have about a million different questions.
I don't.
Because I love flying. I love traveling. I love the. I hate hassles. I hate being in one airport. You get off. You got to take a tram to try to find the next one. You get whatever. I hate that
Appleton
stuff.
Really is a kind of a small airport. And they have these guys invest, these retired, you know, executives, ambassadors, and they want something to do. And he does pay them. And they're just, you know, how you doing and where you going and, you know, you're finding everything okay. And, you know, and some people, like, they'll stand right in that that hallway, and people, you know, right behind there's the big restrooms. Men and women, people come up to them. And they're very patient. I'd be walk, like, what, are you blind?
Did you ever walk into the wrong one?
I did
one time in Appleton. I can't remember the rest of
it. In Appleton?
I was down to do a thing on WIR. One of the big name, Bobby Allison or somebody, was going to be racing at WIR.
Yeah.
So I held a luncheon and press conference at some... And I was talking to somebody, like, going down the hall, and he was like, and I'm still talking to him, and I'm at the door, and I just push the door, and I go in, and I'm looking for the urinals. It's like, no! Yeah. Thank God nobody, you know, came in or was in the thing or whatever.
Talk to the customer service people.
Exactly. Yeah. I bet Terry Barr has done that a time or two, because she's just tear it up.
Maybe even hanging out there.
Hi, Terry.
I love the Appleton Airport. It's so easy.
It
you
is.
Know?
And they
got it going on there.
And they make it even easier with the customer service rep that says, look, how can I help you? And they're parking. You got to admit, they're parking. They do plow. If you go there in the winter, it's just it's shoveled out. I think, I don't know if they got a different crew than we have here, but yeah, I'm a pretty big fan of it. I fly Green Bay at times, but I'm with Johnny. I like the direct flight, and they have more. It seems like they have more.
I love the bathroom story, though, and I luckily I haven't done that, but I have a funny Jay Johnson story, if everybody remembers Jay Johnson, my co-anchor at Channel 11.
Of course, love Jay.
The U.S. Mint.
Yes. Oh, wonderful man. When we first, now this will age all of us, when we first had microphones that you didn't have to be connected to anything. Geez.
Wireless.
The little bat. Yes, and you could walk around and talk to people. Oopsie. He left his on going into the men's bathroom. And we're all sitting there, do-do-do-do-do. Can somebody please tell Jay he should turn his microphone
Wow. You know what's funny about that? When we did our Tuesday travels in Oshkosh, and you guys were in the coffee shop,
Jim did that.
He went to the bathroom with the microphone on.
That's right. You're right.
We heard the mayoral usage of the bathroom.
Okay, let's move on. We're with Terry Barr, Slice of Wisconsin.
Ouch.
Okay, so this time, Slice of Wisconsin, we continue our celebration of June Dairy Month, of course. Mm-hmm. This one's all about the cheese curds, though. Love cheese curds. How about you guys?
Oh my gosh.
Favorite thing in the world is my buddy of mine, he runs a fried cheese curd stand at Farmer's Market here downtown Green Bay on Wednesday nights. Love it.
Those are the best, aren't they? When they come from some kind of stand, like at the fair or like at a farmer's
and
market.
Just lightly breaded. Do them wrong. He does them really, really well. Although just plain cheese curds, you know what are the best? You know, speaking of airports, this is funny. They're not funny. This is just coincidental. I used to go out to Appleton, to the Green Bay Airport to get, because they deliver cheese curds every day, and they were the freshest. And I don't like buying them in the store if they're, because if those are 2 days old, it's day and night, I think.
Why don't you just go down to Simon's or someplace like that in Little Chute?
Because the airport was closer. Okay. I don't know. But all right.
I've never heard of anybody going to an airport.
I did.
If anybody's going to do it, it would be him. Jim.
Only in Green Bay would that happen.
I swear to God, I went to the airport to buy cheese curds.
Okay.
But anyway, I'm with you.
Okay,
I love
it. Look at how everything is tying together today. This is incredible.
It really is.
Squeaky means, yes, they are fresh cheese curds.
Right. Yep.
And it's the protein in the cheese curds when you bite on it. Those proteins rub against your teeth And that's actually what makes it squeaky.
Oh.
And it's made from curdled milk, which I know people think, ooh, that sounds awful. But that's actually the best part, because that's what makes it into that protein that then squeaks on your teeth.
Okay, okay, and Terry, hold that thought real quick. These guys don't believe me that one summer I had a job down in Arizona working at a dairy, and my job was to take the sour spoiled milk and dump it into a big vat, and they would make something out of it. And these guys were like, what would they make out of sour milk? There's nothing made out of sour milk. Please help me out on this story.
Okay, help me out too. Just let's just set the stage again. Johnny said that he worked at a dairy.
Yes.
And the milk was spoiled.
They bring back the spoiled milk from the stores that didn't sell.
I'm not saying that aged milk doesn't go into cheese curds. You're sticking spoiled, like you can smell it.
You could.
Okay, I want Terry to comment on
this. Okay, go ahead, Terry. Okay.
You know, this is something, again, you guys give me homework.
I know, I was just going to say, here's the next thing on your list.
Because the cheese curds are actually made from young cheddar cheese. So over time, it's brand new cheese. It hasn't even been in a wheel. It hasn't been out anywhere. So that's really interesting. Curdled milk made with the young cheese into then the cheese curds. I don't know about the spoiled milk part. Okay.
What do you think they would have made out of that then? Cottage cheese maybe?
No, they would have thrown it out.
No,
that's
they
the law.
Didn't. I was doing it, Jim.
I know, you were breaking
there.
The law.
I was working there. Oh, my gosh. Terry,
find out what is
made out of spoiled milk, please.
Spoiled
for next week.
Milk. But yes. See, now you were working where? In Arizona? You
yes.
weren't working in Wisconsin.
No,
true.
Who
that
knows
is true,
what they
too.
Were doing with it?
Maybe.
Right.
Also, did you ever find out if some of the farm things serve ostrich eggs?
No.
Okay.
I should say, no, I did not find out. But as we talked about, there are ostrich farms.
Right.
But overall, those eggs were not being used for humans to eat.
Oh, you can eat them, though.
At least not in Wisconsin.
Right. You know what I saw? I think it was Festival or someplace. No, maybe that other.
Uh-huh.
But, duck eggs. I didn't know you could buy duck eggs.
Oh, yeah.
Do you have duck eggs?
No, those are actually supposed to be good for you. Yes.
That's what I heard. Yeah. Duck eggs.
Mm-hmm.
Are they brown?
Okay.
I don't know. Do you know Amanda?
Free range.
Amanda's looking at me. Oh, no, she's looking at me like I'm crazy.
Okay.
Okay. I got a thing here. Had the fried cheese curds last night at Vickery Village listening to Conscious Pilot. Very cool. Very cool.
Nice.
Was it my guy Nick? Was Nick there?
Yeah.
With us, probably?
Yeah.
They're phenomenal.
This cheese curds, you know, we talk about the NFL draft. Somebody's going to make a ton of money on cheese curds. That is going to be one
absolutely.
Of the, I mean, we're going to make a lot of money on beer, but that's going to be a great thing. And Johnny's friend deep fries them, and he really does them, you know, I've had a lot of cheese curds, and he does it right.
Perfect.
He's got some recipe is perfect.
Oh, Amanda?
Terry, I have a question for you.
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
Since we're talking cheese curds, if we're going to refer to fried cheese curds, do you happen to know what the most popular dipping sauce with it is? Because nowadays,
I know you can guess it.
You can get ranch. Most people, some people do marinara, but lately I've been seeing like jam, like some kind of strawberry, like berry jam with them.
Really?
Yeah.
That wouldn't
be
bad.
Oh, that actually sounds good.
I was just going to say, you got the sweet, it was like a raspberry jam. That would work for
me. Well, I'll tell you what, we used to make sandwiches when I was a kid with a big slice of cheese. It'd be Velveeta, I'm sure. And then we put like apple jelly on it, and that would be our sandwich.
See, that. I think there's
something
there.
Yeah, it was delicious. But we'd always be homemade apple jelly and slice of cheese. And sometimes we'd do it on toast. It'd be toast and then the cheese and then the jam. And it was fantastic. So, Amanda, I think
that
might be.
Great.
Yes,
you know
really and truly was.
The dipping sauces, we could sell those at a premium at the NFL draft. Like, you know, you got
there
the ranch.
You
got the ranch and the marinara. But if you really want to get some Door County cherry dipping sauce.
I like the way you're thinking. We got to learn how to make sauces.
Raspberry, hand-picked raspberry and strawberry dipping sauce.
Yeah, we got to do this.
That could,
we got room at your place.
And then we could walk around. You could make a belt and have those on a belt. But then you could have people pick those off your belt and give you the money.
We're trying to get... We have to make it super easy. See, if you go inside the gate of the NFL draft, you have to use their POS system, you know, that point of sale system.
No, we're going to be outside the gates.
We're going to be outside the gates so we can take cash and
way
get tips.
Way outside.
We're going to be those people when you're driving up to a place and they got their stand set up 3 blocks away. Yeah. We're going to be those people. We ain't paying no fees.
No, and then if...
Yeah,
and I like
you
your idea.
Allow me to come help you, and yes. I put these on my belt, like big bottles of yes, what we're talking about. Yeah. You're going to put me out on the highway, aren't you?
But I like the fact that we're mobile, just in case the inspector comes.
Just in case
comes.
We got to get. Well, just in case the Pobo is coming. We got to get out there. And
what's
hurry.
What's the code word? What's
right,
the code word?
Right, so right. Broken arrow.
Yeah, that's
broken
word,
arrow.
Yeah.
Broken arrow.
Broken arrow.
Is our
right.
code word.
Yep. Here comes the truck.
Exactly. Okay.
5-0's coming. Broken arrow. Broken arrow.
I have some weird Wisconsin things for you if you'd like to hear.
You know what? Go ahead. Yes. Terry, the one thing, you could be like those shot girls. Remember back in the day, shot yes. girls would be at the bars?
Totally.
Oh, my God.
So could be a sauce girl. You could be a Yankee girl.
Sauce girl.
Yes.
Okay.
That's true.
Yeah.
Saucy but I'm going to be a what? Sauce girl.
You could be this, or saucy girl. All right. And we're taking applications for more. We need a lot of saucy girls.
Right. And we got
so okay. let us know who wants to join.
We'll be sending you the,
I love it.
We'll be sending you the
Mino
outfit.
And the mayor's saucy girl.
Yes. Yes. Terry, what are you doing on, during the Packer? Are you kidding me? I'm a saucy girl for Mino and the mayor.
Ooh. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
There could be a saucy girl calendar.
Saucy girl calendar. Right. I like this. I like this.
Are you envisioning
that?
Oh,
no. Now he has a saucy girl calendar. Right.
Todd just came up with that.
Yeah.
Yes.
French maid comes to mind. So,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Oh, my goodness. Mr. Mayor.
Yeah, what's wrong with you?
John slid a note over here. I just read it.
I apologize on behalf of Civic Media for him, Terry. Wow.
Okay.
What else is going on, Terry Barr?
Okay, well, there are a bunch of weird Wisconsin laws, and Jim, you're probably not surprised about any of these. One, since we were talking about cheese on things, did you know it was illegal? Now, this is back in the 1930s. Apple pie had to be served with cheese on it.
Wow.
It was a Wisconsin law.
How many times have I talked about that and you guys always scoff?
That is true.
Not me.
Yeah.
Not Todd.
Yep.
I did. We didn't have that when we were kids. Those are pretty
margarine.
Good. I was just going to say those are pretty
margarine
good.
Margarine still cannot be served at restaurants. It's prohibited.
I was going to ask that.
Unless the customer requests it.
See, those are great lobbying groups.
Even in the 30s.
I'd
like to be a margarine salesman in Wisconsin.
Special interest.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Wow.
Here's a special one for Sheboygan. Now, I couldn't find any Green Bay ones, so maybe you can help us with that. But Sheboygan, you can't water your lawn in a way that annoys your neighbors.
Hmm.
Now, I don't even know what that would be, but apparently
urine.
Do not annoy the neighbors in Sheboygan.
I like taking a leak on their lawn. I'll just go ahead.
Todd, I'm the one on pain meds.
Yeah.
And he's the one hallucinating over here.
Watering their lawn, I was saying, good. Okay, all right. I take it back.
Wow, okay. Remember, it's one of those real loud. Maybe it's one of those.
I don't know if that's enforceable. I don't know.
Well, it's very subjective.
I just want to tell you, we get a lot of complaints on leaf blowers. So your neighbor gets up.
So loud.
They are. And your neighbor gets up in the morning. And
7 in the morning, you're out there doing it. I hate that.
And
I agree.
We get complaints.
Can't they wait until after 9?
Right? I know, right? agree.
But the noise ordinance is from, 10 to 7, 10 to 6 or something like that?
I don't know. But leaf blowers are one of the loudest things
ever. They are so loud. And we got complaints on that. If they said you couldn't use your leaf blower without there's some people who would never use their leaf blower because the neighbors hate those things.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Hey, when we come back, Terry, we got a text here. Somebody said, ask her why is that on the margarine? Why the law on the margarine? Because I know that was a big thing between even Michigan and Wisconsin. People going to one place here. So, Terry Barr, Slice of Wisconsin, stay with us, please. Back right after this.
Okay.
Hides a smile when she's wearing a frown. Blue jacket, you're not so down. You like your life in a freeform style. You'll take an inch, but you love a mile.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes, that doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matinee on Air.
Hey, welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here on an absolutely gorgeous, just gorgeous, beautiful Wednesday morning. I got a text from some friends of mine. They're working for Habitat for Humanity today.
Oh, great.
Building a house. That is so cool.
Perfect day, and what an awesome organization.
Yep. I might run over there, just put on the tool belt and just kind of...
To get a picture and then...
Sleeveless shirt and a midriff shirt, whatever, and just kind of do some work.
Get a little sheen going.
Get a little sheen going for the ladies.
Yeah. The Mino sheen.
Yeah. I could come out... Hey, that would be a good, like... fragrance like a cologne. Mino sheen. What drives her wild? Mino sheen.
What is she looking for?
Hey, Mino sheen. You smell really good, yeah. Big boy. It's right. The Mino sheen.
What is he looking for?
Exactly. I like this. We got this. Another way we're gonna make money. Think about it.
Yeah.
So we got a text here. Why on the margarine? Why was margarine such a controversial thing?
It still is.
Okay.
Right. But
state statutes, section 97.18, fake colored oleo or margarine cannot be served at a restaurant unless the customer requests it. And it was part of, yes, I think the mayor had this right on. It was part of supporting Wisconsin and America's Dairyland. But if you go now, you still won't find margarine
What is margarine? Oleo? I don't really know what that is. I mean, you got butter,
not
of course.
Butter.
No, but that's what's margarine made out of?
Well, it's oil, right? She said the oleo isn't allowed, right?
Yeah. Oleo.
Right.
Oh, I remember oleo. Yeah.
That just sounds awful.
Yeah.
I don't remember that. I was just reading from the statute.
Okay.
But it says fake colored oleo. So I don't know what color
it'd be
would
white
oleo
otherwise.
Be.
White.
Right. Ah.
Yes.
So then they tried to color it yellow.
Yeah.
Or margarine. Yeah. It's prohibited unless the customer specifically requests it.
See, can you just see that young marketing guy? Boss, I got it. We're going to make some stuff. It looks like butter. And then
no, they'll know the difference.
And then the state comes in and says, hey, wait a minute. We're going to fix this for our...
What's the first state you're going to launch this in? Wisconsin.
Because they use so much butter there. Yeah. And we're just going to take out... They won't even know we're there.
Yeah.
And then the state gets involved and says, wait a minute. No can do.
It says, although originally made from animal fats, most margarine consumed today is made from vegetable oil. Yeah.
Did you guys have butter or margarine growing up?
I want to say butter.
We had margarine.
Did you?
Yeah.
Like, what would be the brands?
No, that
it's Blue Bonnet, Parquet. Oh. That's all margarine.
Oh, is it? Oh, yeah. We did have that. Then.
Really?
And I just remember, like, the first time I had
What'd
butter.
What'd you say, man?
Imperial.
Imperial. Oh, Imperial. Yeah. I remember these now. Oh. Yeah. I remember the commercials.
It's not nice to fool Mother
Nature. You're on right. Yeah. Yeah. And the bonnet one. And they'd come in those big plastic tubs that were great then to use for picking worms and everything like that. Yep. Because they had a handle on them.
But the first time I had real
butter.
Well,
everything's multi-purpose.
Absolutely.
That's a lot of margarine if it had a handle on it.
It did, didn't it, Todd?
A handle?
Yes, some of them,
yeah,
some of them did. No. Jim, I worked in a grocery store in the dairy department. I stocked the stuff. Some of them had like the big country crocks and stuff.
Yes.
There were handles on some of that stuff.
And then they were great buckets then for whatever you wanted afterwards. You don't remember that?
Isn't that sad? Todd, you called it the dairy department.
Well, yeah, exactly. Right? Orange juice and yogurt and tortilla shells.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Terry, what did you ever do for a normal job?
Well, I grew up on a dairy farm. So.
All right, cool.
But my first job, I worked in radio when I was in high school. But then my first non-media job away from the dairy farm, I was a car hop.
No kidding. Where?
In Shawano.
I'll be damned. Because we went to the place in Fond du Lac last week, in Oshkosh last week, the car hop.
Hardy and Ed's, yeah.
Where the girls are on the roller skates.
Were you at A&W?
I did not get to do the roller skates, and I probably could have worked there because I did go to college in Oshkosh.
Oh, wow.
But, yeah, no, we weren't fancy that way. I wish we would have been. That would have been really fun.
Were you A&W? What was your brand?
No. We were across the street from A&W, and I remember looking out the window at the A&W and going, oh, that looks fun. The one that I worked at is no longer in business, so I suppose I can say the name. It was Butch's Open Door, and yeah.
Just don't think Butch's Open Door, the kids want to go there.
Come on in.
You guys want to go to A&W and get a frosty mug or Butch's Open Door?
I can see some lady with smoke hanging out. What do you want, hon?
Yeah.
Big long ashes.
We got the roast beef sandwiches on special.
We did. We would look out the window across to see how they were doing with their customers. And yeah, they were often a little...
Well, I will say this. In my era in the 70s, A&W was king.
I was gonna say, they were divine.
And they did a good job because, at least in my hometown, they would hire the cutest girls and they'd always wear orange culottes. Remember, do they still make culottes?
Oh, yeah. Boy.
No. Yeah, but they would wear the orange culotte and the knee socks, the high white knee socks. Not that I paid much attention.
No.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
But A&Ws were, they also were everywhere. Like small town to, you know, mm-hmm. Two Rivers. You had one in Nugani?
Yeah, A&W, yeah. See, it was huge. That was the hub of
where everybody went. They did a good job. A&W, and I know they're still around, not as prominent as they used to be. There's a lot more competition.
Let me tell you a very, very embarrassing episode kind of I had in A&W one time.
With the culottes?
Oh, goody.
Yeah. So I was working on this girl. You know what I mean? I mean by working, you know, trying to, you know, hey, you know, flirting, yada, 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 okay? Go there almost every day on my bike, okay?
And wow. Should have got a nice... They like convertibles, Transams, that kind of stuff.
She was impressed that I had a basket because that's how she knew I was an athlete.
You
want
to hear this bell,
hey, nice
honey?
Basket. Yeah. That's how she knew I was an athlete.
Can I ring your bell?
And I actually go, oh my God, Jim. So I actually go there one day. I'd been, you know, throwing the football around the football field. And like the year before, the eighth grade, well, you know, a bunch of us, you forget to return your jersey, you steal the jersey, and then you wear it because you're cool to wear a stolen football jersey.
Okay? Oh, I thought you gave it to the girl.
No, I did that one time, too, and that's another story a guy is still so mad at me about.
But that could work.
Story. Yeah, it is, but, well, no, she's the one that went to the other side.
He converted. He converted her.
Yeah. Yeah,
but anyway,
converted herself.
The varsity football coach, I saw him driving down the highway. All of a sudden, I see his brake lights come on.
Oh.
And I said, oh, no. And I see him do a U-turn. And he just speeds right into the A&W, parks, doesn't even get out of his car, parks. Mino, do you know where I live? Yes, coach. I want that jersey on my porch within half an hour, or I will come to your house. It's like, okay, coach. And here it was in front of everybody and all the cute girls and stuff like that. And it's like, oh.
So did you take it off and show them the sheen?
I took it off right away. I said, hey, ladies, I've been holding back on this. It's your lucky day.
Thank you, coach.
Yeah.
Damn worked out perfect.
You better believe it. All right.
We got work
Terry
to do.
Barr, we love having on here. You're always so much fun.
Oh, for some reason, I love you guys.
You're the best. Keep it rocking.
Haven't figured out why yet, but yeah.
Thank you, Terry, and all of our guests today. Grant Soletsky, who was phenomenal from the 32nd Division, National Guard. Rochelle Jordan from Dominion Title. She was great filling in for the Malcors today. Right. Jesse Funk, the airport, and, of course, Terry Barr, Slice of Wisconsin from Civic Media. Fun day. Todd, thanks for everything you do. Mine on the Mayor, back in tomorrow morning. See ya.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, singing duo 7,000 Apart joins me in studio as they prepare for their big appearance at Summerfest, and comedian Mike Siegel joins to discuss 80s TV shows.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9.
Max Inc. on Civic Media, live in the lair with Kaylin Cole.
Have you ever walked away from a karaoke performance thinking, yeah,
That was a lot better than the original person.
Oh my gosh. I don't know if I should admit that or not.
I think you should. Because now I know, now we know there's a song.
Jimmy's talking on it now.
I know. Oh, you're going to get me in trouble, Jimmy.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at MaxIncRadio.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.